This is exactly right.
Forgive me for interrupting. I'm Bridger Weiniger, host of I Said No Gifts on Exactly Right. Each week, I invite my favorite people in comedy over to chat, and they always bring a gift. We're coming up on our 200th episode, and every episode is a gem. I have welcomed all kinds of great guests, including Cola Scola, Bowen Yang, Robbie Hoffman. It goes on and on and on. And you don't want to miss the 200th episode with the great Maria Bamford. What does she bring me? Find out April 25th. New episodes every Thursday. Follow I Said No Gifts wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Barbara Gray, and by my estimation, if one drink takes 30 minutes off of your life, I will live to be -3.
I'm Brandi Posey, and all the money in the world and Zuckerberg's hair still looks like shit.
I'm Tess Barker, and LMFAO, why is poisoning yourself so fun?
This is Lady to Lady.
Can you keep a secret?
Neither can we.
Hello! We got Barbara Gray. Show for everyone, that's the fucking best. Come on, baby, it's time to hang out with your favorite ladies. Ladies and ladies, ladies and ladies.
Hey, everybody.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show. It's just us. Mm-hmm. We're on my couch.
Well, it's us, and we're...
Of course.
A cat pig?
Cat pig
and Archie.
And Archie.
Barbara's kitty cats.
The two cats that live in my home are here nearby playing.
Yeah. So it's not like we're not in a haunted space. It feels like there might be, you're going to hear crashes and bangs. Yeah. It's not ghosts. It's kitty cats.
They got a new feather toy this morning and they are about it.
I'm really impressed with Cat Pig's jumping ability.
She's really good.
There's a lot going on.
And she's funny because she's like asleep. She's like a ringer because she does is very lazy and doesn't do anything. And then she'll really get up there. She gets 4 feet in the air. It's crazy.
It's really impressive.
Yeah.
She can get 4 cat pigs up.
Right. Yeah. She can get 4 cat pigs.
How do cats' bodies work?
Look at Archie.
So he gets
a hold of the thing and he starts growling and thinking it's his bird that he killed.
He stalks around he's a little lion.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And he's like, I'm eating it.
Oh man, these are neat little jungle animals.
How are cats so different from dogs, body wise? How do cats move so differently?
They're just different species.
Yeah,
I know. It's just crazy that it seems like gravity doesn't affect cats in the same way that it affects dogs
or humans or any other animal, really.
Why can't I jump 4 feet in the air, cat?
That is true. Yeah. Their muscles are insane. Yeah. The way their bodies work is very interesting. And it's like this with most species, but you're like, how is this in your blood, these instincts? Yeah. How do you all act the same exact fucking way? It's bizarre.
Man. I was just up in Fresno doing some shows, and there's a cat sanctuary up there, big cats. And they have it's a jaguar sanctuary. It's an hour away. It's awesome. And it was so funny.
Was it the Paws? P-A-W-S?
No, it's called Cat Haven.
Okay.
Called Cat Haven. And it's awesome. And they have a bunch of jaguars. They have all of them. They have bobcats. They have cheetahs. They have lions. And it was really cool. But on our tour, there was only 5 of us. It was me, this older couple, and then a young couple with a toddler. And it was funny because every time the couple with the toddler would get close to the cages, the jaguars would just get low and look at the toddler, just I'm gonna eat you.
Oh my
God. And they would just, they wouldn't pay attention to the rest of the adults. But if the toddler was walking by himself, the cats would just walk over to the toddler. And the parents were we're just gonna go. They left the tour halfway through because they were too creeped out.
The jaguar was trying to eat their kid.
Yeah, just stalking their child. And I was there's a fence. I mean, I can imagine that would feel
that would freak me out.
It would really feel weird.
One of the most intense experiences of my life was I was on shrooms at the Amsterdam Zoo.
And oh my God.
Yeah, alone.
Classic Tess Barker is a classic Tess.
And I spent an hour in front of the jaguar cage, and it was... She just kept making eye contact with me, communicating, and would go back to her pin and then run up to me and be about to pounce.
What the fuck?
And I was just on shrooms communicating with this jaguar, and it was fucking with me it was a cat in an apartment.
Oh,
and we were totally communicating with each other.
It was
terrifying and beautiful and just amazing. And
then how does this rank up with you and getting peed in the face by a lion as far as a big cat interaction?
It was much more beautiful than being peed on by a lion.
Yeah,
being peed
on
by a lion, there was no mystery. There was no, I had no time to appreciate. I don't even think that lion respected or cared about me at all.
Right.
No,
you and the jaguar had a not symbiotic thing, but a
somewhat symbiotic.
Yeah. You're connected.
Yeah. To the lion, sure. I was just a twig, basically.
You were in his territory.
Yeah.
They did say that, like, there was, you couldn't get close to certain animals because they were like, oh, they will spray you. Like, the males will spray you. And I guess the tour before us had been a bunch of, like, high school teen boys who, like, and our tour guide just was talking shit on them the whole time. It's like, they kept trying to get sprayed. And it was like, they were like, oh, it'd be so funny if this cheetah sprayed me. And they'd be like, get closer. And then I guess, like, this one, one of the jaguars was, like, eating a rabbit at that point when the boys came around. And it was the only one that, like, the boys didn't fuck with because it was, like, the big male jaguar that they have. And he would just, like, he would, like, eat a little bit, and then he would, like, look at them, and then he would just roar, like, making eye contact with these teen boys.
So cool.
And they were like, let's keep going. Like, yeah, dude. Don't, it's still, like, a big
that's
cat.
That's pretty much what I do around teen boys.
Yeah. I think that's the only way to deal with teen boys.
Yeah. I'm just going to roar at them.
Yeah.
Just be like Katy Perry, and you're going to hear me roar.
Exactly. But Cat Haven near Fresno, highly recommend it. It's really sweet. It's, like, started by this guy that, like, when he was 7 years old, he, like, fell in love with jaguars, or, like, his first love, and he, like, he dedicated his life to, like, preserving them and stuff. So all of the animals that they have there are either ones that, like, have been hurt in the wild and can't live in the wild anymore, or, like, they are, like, something happens to them at a zoo and they can't be at a zoo anymore. It's so, like, they, like, rehabilitate them and do everything. It was really rad.
I firmly believe that we should obliterate zoos and switch over to all sanctuaries.
Yeah.
Because we have enough open land in this country that we could easily switch over to, like, a sanctuary model. And, like, we have animals that are in zoos currently, so what are we going to do? But, like, I firmly believe everything should just switch over.
Yeah, and it's like, you could still, like, charge people to go visit. It doesn't need to be them. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let's make it more educational, too, and, like, actually be able to give back. Because this place, Cat Haven, also, like, basically everyone that works there, it's all volunteers. Any money that it makes goes to different projects in Africa and Asia and the different countries that funds it. Like, they fund a bunch of different cheetah things. And, like, they've saved a lot of snow leopards because, like, snow leopards are very extinct because they, like, snow leopards won't fight back at all. Like, they're just, like, very dumb and just like, oh, I'm sorry, blah. Like,
you're saying I can pet a snow leopard.
I'm just gonna back slowly out of the house. I'm apologizing to Sean now. But so what they do is, like, a very simple thick fix they do is snow leopards in, I forget what country they're exactly from, but, like, they mostly get killed by, like, sheep herders because the snow leopards will, like, jump over and, like, eat sheep or, like, goats or something in, like, their pens. So they just, like, buy them, it's like $50 and they'll buy them, like, just a cover for the top of their sheep herds. So, like, the snow leopards can't get in. So they're very good about looking for, like, here's an actual fix to the problem.
That's awesome.
Right. So, like, here's just, like, kill it.
Yeah. And it's just like, oh, cool. Now you don't have to kill it. Like, it's, just like very, like,
that's
simple
such a
things.
Smart solution.
Yeah. Just like, oh, yeah, you're killing them because they're killing this. So we'll just cover that up. We don't have to worry about some big, fancy, expensive thing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Big cats are, like, one of those things that when I think about, like, being a person existing on the earth, I'm like, oh, it's so cool. We get to, like, be here with you. You're here too.
Yeah. Right.
I know. And, like, all the dinosaurs in the ocean and, like, there's just so much cool. And, like, it's so human centric that we think we're, like, the hot shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, really? No, we just develop the most destructive stuff.
Yeah. No, exactly.
Like, to even presume that we know how animals think is redonkulous.
Yeah. No, absolutely.
I think they think the word redonkulous a lot, though. I will say.
Especially donkeys.
For sure. Oh, also, this is interesting. I didn't know this. Panthers are just brunette jaguars.
Oh, I think I did know that.
And jaguars are blonde jaguars. So, like, blondes and brunettes. I didn't realize that.
So panthers have more fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
We just went to Vegas for Whitney's bachelorette.
Yes, we did.
It was very fun. It was like a mini version of what Tess's is going to be. Mm-hmm. And it was fun because it was like, oh, we have all these fun things coming up. Whitney's getting married. Tess's bachelorette. Too, yeah. Tess is getting married. So it's like a lot of, like, it's nice knowing you got, like, a lot of fun events
built in friend events.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yes.
It was fun. Magic Mike Live, number 3 for me.
Yeah, number 2 for me.
I feel like you guys need to get punch cards.
Get it started.
At this point, might as well.
Some kind of a reward. I mean, we should get like an extra butt touch or something after like going 10 times or something.
Exactly.
Or not, because that's creepy. Because for their sake, it's like, why are you back?
That's true, because those are probably the exact people they don't want touching their butt.
Yeah, the waiter did, a different waiter was like, I recognize you. And I was like, yes, you do.
No, are you serious?
Are you really?
Got called out?
He's the same guy who recognized me last time.
Oh, then maybe he thinks you're
Barbara.
Cute.
Maybe that's your guy.
Yeah. Maybe. I mean, I was just like, oh, yeah, we've been here before.
Yeah.
And I was like, we know Lindsay. He's like, cool, she's great.
Oh, okay.
It was just like
Barbara, this is your love match. Like, you and like a waiter at Magic Mike. I could see that.
Maybe.
You're doing female version of like when guys go to the strip club.
Yeah, that's the thing. I was trying to write a joke about Magic Mike, and it's like, oh, I got stripper tricked. I like convinced myself that they liked me because I was paying them to like me.
Right. Yeah.
So I think I'm good. I do remember trying to like hit on the bouncer the first time we went, and he was like, no.
Just no.
I mean, probably the best show to work on if you are a guy that like is looking though, right?
I guess, but it might be a little intense, you know?
And
a little too much.
They want it to be a safe space, so they probably don't want their staff hitting on the women.
Exactly. So I think like they're like pretty chill about it. I'm sure there's been some hookups that have happened.
A little shenanigan here and there.
Yeah. For sure.
Absolutely. And why do you have that job if you're not going to use it? To pull some tail, am I right?
But yeah, we went to the Hard Rock Hotel bar. Where the pool.
Oh.
It is.
Is it a scene?
I have never experienced anything like that in my life. Because like, I knew, I was like Tess was like, no, this is like one of the biggest like party. And we was like, okay. So the entrance is like, you're in a parking garage.
Uh-huh.
Like, and they're looking through everything you've ever owned. They're like looking
through
your bag.
Like, they look in your pussy. Like,
it's crazy. It is way more invasive than going through the TSA.
Yeah.
They're just making sure you're not bringing booze or like anything in.
Yeah, they like want to make sure you don't have drugs or booze or food or anything.
You gotta spend
the
money.
Ever. I realized in line that I had weed in my purse, and I was like, shit. So I shoved it down my like bikini.
Uh-huh.
And then as we're going through, I realized I'm wearing a Weed Maps baseball hat.
But it just says WM. It just says WM.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
William Morris.
Yeah. Here are some clients.
Just put like a duct tape E on the end of it. Yeah. WME. That's fine.
Yeah, but so we like, so it's like this crazy entrance where you're like, you know, most entrances of pool, it's like there's music. You're like, okay, we're like outside at least.
No, this is very close to jury duty or something like that.
It's like,
wow.
You're being funneled in and everyone like is mad at you for a reason you can't comprehend.
Yeah, like even though you're about to go spend money, they're pissed that you're there.
Yeah.
But then you get through. It's like silence. You get through this concrete jungle and you walk in and it's this like.
I don't even know. Okay, you know what it's like? I will say it's similar to when Channing Tatum walks into the pool in Magic Mike XXL.
Yes.
Oh, that kind of fun feel?
Yes.
Because he thinks he's going to a funeral, and that's kind of what it feels like.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And then you walk out, and you're like, what the fuck is happening?
Yes.
There's music.
Yes.
There's naked people. Well, there wasn't naked people, but it felt like
Joe Manganiello's butts everywhere.
It's
like when Wizard of Oz turns to color.
Oh, yeah. It was just like
and loud ass music, and it's like this huge pool that's just filled with people dancing. There's a DJ at the front. It's a daytime dance party.
Yeah, this is 2 p.m.
2 p.m.
Yeah, and we're just like, I was just like, I didn't know this would. And we, you know, last time we were in Vegas, we went to Hooters.
Hooters with Wee Man.
With Wee Man. And that was like a party, and that was like kind of intense, but this was like that times 10.
Oh, okay.
It was just so intense immediately, and we were like, okay. So it was like,
a lot. Yeah.
It was fun. So we had like a drip. We had literally left at 6:45 in the morning to get out there. We're so fucking hungry.
Code red hunger.
Yeah. And we're like, okay, there's nothing really to like eat. They had like a side grill. We were like, I don't want to pay like $20 for a very shitty burger.
That's literally what it was.
Yeah,
that was
of course.
All that was available.
And then, do you think they had the Caesar salad?
Of course not.
No.
No, this is like a fries chicken finger. It's just a $40 chicken finger.
And we were like hoping for poolside nachos. That was like on our brain.
We had it on our brain since the sun came up. Poolside nachos.
Which I will say they had at Hooters. So,
they do.
So we're like, okay. And, you know, Tess is vegetarian. They don't have a Caesar salad. So we're like, well like, they've got to have something in this pool that we can find.
This pool that seems to have literally everything. The millions of crowds of people, right? There is one snack somewhere for us.
I have a question. What is their shade situation here?
There's shade.
Are there trees? Are there like
there's trees and stuff?
Them, yeah.
It wasn't a super hot day, so there was not like a we need shade.
That's good. Because I feel like a lot of the pools in Vegas I've been to are like there's never enough shade, and you're always fighting for it. So.
No, it wasn't.
I would say this had a good shade ratio.
Okay, yeah, we didn't feel too like, and we had a lot of girls, and luckily we found a decent spot.
Cool.
We sat up like in front of the what are they called?
Cabanas.
Okay, cool. And it was like, frankly, I was surprised they allowed anyone to do that. I was like, okay, cool, we have our spot.
Cool.
So we're like, okay, we'll go find food, and we like. It was like an epic,
huge
by the end, it felt like an Indiana Jones.
I'm surprised we didn't leave with a piece of the crack. It was like the most epic, insane, crawling over bridges, being stopped by security at every turn. All we wanted was a motherfucking sandwich. Like,
seriously.
So we go to one place and they're like, no, you have to go there for food. They don't have the food. We go up to like, either, like go up to that corner. So we like walk through the dance floor. We're like, okay. And we walk up to this corner and like, obviously security, as soon as they see anybody like going towards area that they shouldn't be there. Like, what are you here for? And this guy was very nice. Uh-huh. But Tess was like, accosts him and she's like, I saw a fruit plate. I saw a fruit plate. Where did the fruit plate come from?
He was like, I don't know. There was food at that day. I was like, that's not where the fruit plate is.
Yeah. And she was like holding his arm. She was like, where was the fruit plate? And he's like, I think it's down there. So we're like, okay. So we go back down there. There's no fruit plate. We get beers because we're like, fine, something.
Yeah.
And then I'm and we had already gone over a bridge we were not supposed to go over and had been told explicitly we could not cross that bridge again. So we go. So there's like a gaming area
where you can like play poker in the water, which is pretty cool.
Okay. Yeah. And so we have to go around that. So I'm like, oh, let's go like walk on this ledge around. So that's in, then it's in like a somewhat of a lazy river situation.
She like cannonballed on their royal flush.
There was no one playing. There was just like empty. Yeah. So we like walk on.
It's the saddest.
Yeah. It was.
Just one guy. I imagine that's just like the dealer in floaties just like waiting for someone. You think he pees in the pool?
Well the dealer is in dry land and then absolutely
you can like swim up.
Everyone pees in the pool. I'm positive.
Oh yeah.
In Vegas, there's so much piss in those pools.
It's mostly piss.
Oh yeah.
Oh boy. So much hungover piss in the pool.
Which is surprisingly cold for how much pee there should have been.
Honestly.
And so like we
Barbara gets yelled at for doing that.
So we yell at for doing that. No, so we go in the ledge and then I'm like, well, it's either that we jump into the water or that we get down to this gaming thing and just cross there. And I'm like, so I get it down into the gaming part where the dealer's supposed to stand, and this guy's like above on the ledge. He's like, no, no. And so we have to like get back up, and then we get into the water. We're holding the beer in our wallets above our heads so we can like, and that's when it felt like it was like, well, this is like a move.
Romancing the Stone. Yeah. And we still hadn't eaten. So then we get through the pool and we're like, at this point, like one of us is gonna kill someone. We're so hungry. We haven't eaten in days. And so the rest of the girls are like, okay, we're gonna get another drink. And we're like, okay, we need to eat. Now.
Yeah. We're like, we gotta go. We gotta go. This is we hang out for 2 hours. Yeah.
Also, Hard Rock, let's make a sale. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Where's your food?
There was and the thing is, we went the bridge we weren't supposed to cross over, the Pink Taco was right there, but they were like, if you go in there, you'll have to leave and do the entire thing again.
Including the parking lot.
Yeah. Why? We're like, well, we're not doing that.
So we get back in the hotel and the other girls are like, and do the thing. And we're like, we need to eat now.
They were like, yeah, we'll go up to the room first. And we're like, no, we're separating from you and we're eating.
So we go to this restaurant and we're like all set to eat. And the hostess is like, to me, she's like, and I'm wearing just the bikini top. And she's like, ma'am, it's not that you don't look great, but
you
do need to be wearing a shirt to eat it.
Bitch, I'm in Vegas. Vegas. Somebody is just covered in
oxygen
tank.
This is a shirt. Thank She's you. Wearing this is yes. a shirt.
My nips aren't out. Yeah.
She kept
harping on the fact she was like, you look good. But we were like, we're not. That wasn't
She's obviously been yelled at before.
Yeah.
and she even took it as far as like, she said, if it was up to me, you would keep your shirt off. I was like, okay.
All right, lady. Somebody saw that Starbucks video and was like, how can I make sure I'm not the one that's in trouble? Yes.
So I had a jacket in my bag and she put it on there. We ate, but it was like a very epic, like,
dude,
beginning.
Vegas, you're trash. Just know that you're trash and just be good trash.
I know.
Like, it's Vegas. Come on.
And it's like one of those things where you're like, obviously everyone is doing this because someone else has fucked this up before. Yeah, yeah. Like anything else.
Someone's titty came out in some nachos before and they were like, we don't want titties and nachos. Fair.
Right. I mean, to be fair, like somebody closed down the bathroom because someone had thrown up. Like there's, you know.
Yeah, in Vegas, they're in crisis. They wake up in crisis mode every day in Las Vegas.
Right. I have a question. I feel like bathrooms in Vegas should just have like a stall for puking.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Oh my God. That
is
a
really,
really
good idea.
Thank you so much. Oh my God. I just invented something.
It's like the puking trough.
Yes. Just have like one place that people puke in. And you know what you're doing. Don't hog the bathrooms. Come on.
For some reason, that reminded me of when I was in Paris. I went in the bathroom, and this chick was puking in the bathroom, and she turned around and looked at me, and she had the gnarliest wine teeth. And in French, she just goes, La Vin Rouge. And then goes back to puking, which means red wine.
Oh, God. La Vin Rouge. Oh, man.
Yeah, so we need like a La Vin Rouge. We can call it that. It's like a bidet.
Yeah. Oh my God, it's perfect. Yeah.
Just a bidet for your fucking mouth. Your trash mouth. That's great. Yeah, just do that. Perfect. Vegas, if you're listening. Mr. Vegas, if you're listening, I invented something great.
Wow. Okay, we'll be back. We're back.
Yeah, we've been looking up patents. I don't know how it works.
Yeah.
I'm going on Shark Tank. This is my pitch.
Oh, I love it, Brandy.
Yeah.
I love it.
Seriously, they just, you just give them, take out one toilet.
Yeah.
Replace it with the puking station.
And then also you're freeing up the other line. You know what I mean?
You're freeing up the other line.
Boom.
And you know what? The people that are puking don't want to puke where people are peeing, and people that are peeing don't want to puke where people are puking.
Exactly.
I don't really want to puke where people are puking either. But
no, but
it's a better.
If I was to be honest, I probably don't want to puke at all.
No. Yeah. That's probably the best option.
We know
but it's going
to
happen.
Yeah.
And it could have, have you guys ever sat in those weird seats that have, push
out?
The
paper that keeps going around.
Yeah. So it could have a system like that where it's like a new paper that like traps it
and
like
whisks it away.
So it's like there's no odor, nothing, you know.
Do you guys trust those?
No.
Absolutely not. Because it seems like the same thing. Sheet.
Yeah, I feel like it's just being reused. Yeah, I don't trust it whatsoever.
I put toilet paper over that.
Yeah, it seems like the same sheet.
Yeah.
I trust that less than just a toilet seat.
For some reason, because like it feels like the plastic is like collecting the bacteria.
Yeah, the plastic seems very thick, and you're like, this is too expensive to not to
one
only use once.
Yeah. It's almost like those towels that are like the cloth that's like a loose.
Oh, those are terrible.
Oh, no, thank
real bad.
You.
Those are like very old school, I feel like.
Yeah, I haven't seen those in a while.
Yeah, like, those go hand in hand with the like soap that you have to school
the powder
push up
one.
Powder
yeah.
soap
yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Literally we had that at my old school.
Yeah Also it makes me distrust that kind of toilet thing because it's like clearly that's more expensive than just like the pull down cowboy hat, so it's like why did you go the more expensive route? What am I missing here? Companies are always trying to cut the bottom line. What's happening?
There's no such thing as a free toilet ring.
Yeah, no, absolutely not.
I will say the Chateau Marmont where we were earlier had like very thick paper towels for their.
Yeah,
it was just like
did.
Every
did.
Little thing. You're like, oh,
they
this
did.
Is so luxurious.
It's the details.
Also, I put my ass right on that toilet. That's how fancy that place was. I was like, no, I'm just going to sit right here.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's getting cleaned in between.
Yeah. Me and Evangeline Lilly, we're equal.
Toni Collette.
Yeah. Christopher
Lloyd probably wandered in by accident.
We saw Christopher Lloyd a second time when we were leaving also.
Yeah. This is our last episode when we interviewed Sloane. We saw him leaving. Mm-hmm. And we were like, for a moment, like, should we hop out and see if we can talk to him?
We just got in the car from the valet and we drove like 3 feet and stopped because he came out. He just came out and he sat on the bench by himself and was just like looking around.
He looked like he was rolling a cigarette or something. I saw him doing something in his hands.
Got it. And I was like, should we get out and ask him if he wants a podcast?
I did feel like, I'm like, does he want to just hang out? Because, you know, obviously I think most people in general, when they hang out by themselves, want to be left alone, but that's not always the case. You know?
Yeah. What if you don't have a friend that can just hang right now?
Yeah.
You just want a cool conversation.
That's literally what we do.
Yeah. Yeah. That's like our whole thing. We're all very good at making friends.
Yeah.
It's great.
Well, if you're a celebrity listening to this and you want to hang out with us, hit us up.
Look, we'll hang out with you for a couple hours, but then we'll lose your number. It's fine. If you want us to, like, we're not clingy. We're fucking cool. Mm-hmm. We're fucking cool.
I don't think I talked about, when I was in Denver, I went to eat breakfast and I got sat right next to a guy at the bar. It was just us, like, together. Mm-hmm. And there was, like, more seats on each side. So we looked like we were sitting together and a couple, probably. And, like, but so I'm like, I think everyone just thinks we are not talking. We're, like, a couple who's not talking. Because, like, I saw some people looking at us and we were just, like, silently sitting there. And I was like, I gotta, like, say something to this guy. And I was like, oh, what do you recommend on the thing, you know? And it was, like, very uncomfortable the whole time. And I was kind of like, well, we could stop talking. I should just be like, I'm visiting. What should I go do? But I didn't want him to think I was, like, hitting on it. Well, I kind of didn't want him to think I was hitting on him.
Yeah.
I was just,
it's gonna meet a guy, actually.
It was. And I was like, this could be a cute, but I didn't want to assume anything, you know? Mm-hmm. So, and then just, like, he didn't keep talking. And so we just, like, ate our biscuits in silence.
Yeah, I'm a hard pass on the communal table and restaurant thing.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Uh-uh.
I don't mind it. I mean, the thing is, I don't mind talking to somebody if I'm just there by myself. If you're there with a friend, no, I don't want to be 2 inches away from someone else.
Even if like, I'm alone, I'm usually like alone because I want to be alone.
Yeah, I'm not. See, I dine alone most of the time. So for me, I'd like.
Oh, it's like a different change.
Yeah, like I yeah. would like yeah. to talk to someone.
Like to meet somebody new. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like it if it's like a bar. I don't. I think the implication is, all right, cool, you talk to people at the bar, whatever. When it's
right,
like a long table and it's like multiple parties are sat together, I don't like that.
Yeah.
I guess that's where it's like literally just
a big ass picnic table.
Yeah. Because it feels like awkward when really you're just trying to have a dinner. I don't know. Like the whole thing, I just.
Also, just restaurants in general, the tables are too close together.
Yeah,
like, it's so awkward because you're like trying to catch up with an old friend and gossip, and you're like, yeah,
no matter
meet this
what,
person
yeah.
listening to every detail of this conversation.
Yeah. And also, it's like Brendan and I. It's so funny because we both love like eavesdropping on everyone around us at all times. So like, we definitely look like we have a lot of silent dinners because we'll just be like, you fucking hear what's happening over there. All right, cool. We'll just listen to people fight.
Oh yeah, that's fun. I mean, that is fun to do.
Yeah, yeah. That's the only upside to it.
I was on a date the other night, and there were these British people like so having so much fun. Mm-hmm. And one person we just heard the guy go horny, and I was like, come on, come on.
You can't ask for anything better. All you need is a British person saying horny, yeah. and you're done for the day.
Oh, that's awesome.
Did you say, did he make you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I kept trying to, definitely tried to eavesdrop on that one.
Yeah.
It is fun.
I feel like because my hearing is bad, I'm like a half good eavesdropper. Like I hear on my left side only, but then I'll hear on like my right side, just like.
Do you guys think, okay, so like I heard that women are better multitaskers because they're moms and also they hear more people, like. I sometimes have a hard time talking to somebody because I feel like I'm hearing two other conversations happening also.
Oh.
Yeah, that happens to me a lot where like I'll be talking to somebody, but then I'm like also aware of 10,000 other things happening.
That happens to me all the time. My least favorite thing, the only downside to not drinking is when I am at a place with a bunch of people having a conversation with one person and then like two other people come up and both start separate conversations with me and I'm like, I'm talking to this person, I need to introduce you into this and then also be like, hey, we were just talking about this, to be like, hey,
I feel that pressure immensely.
I'm like, don't talk to me about the new thing, I'm already having a conversation.
I do want to see you.
Yes, join the conversation.
Right.
Yeah. Hi. And like, man, I like.
No,
that's,
I think I have. I think I have the complete opposite situation because I'm hard of hearing. But yeah, mm-hmm. like it stresses me out sometimes to be in a bar because I can't hear that.
Right.
Yeah. So like, I think maybe the positive of it is like, if I'm talking to you, you're the only person I can hear.
Yeah.
So I think I am able to like stay focused on conversations at parties because I do
have
like
apparently
a natural,
supposed to be because like you're as you know. If your like kid isn't
you're protecting,
you're like here, you're like waiting to hear your kid cry for help at all times or something.
It makes sense because I think it's like you're the one that's like staying home, like you know, cave woman would have been like protecting their kids and their family or whatever. And it's like, it's also I think probably why like women tend to see more stuff in their house that needs to be done. I think because it's always like you're multitasking, so you're like looking for the things at all times, and guys are like looking for the thing to kill or whatever.
Yeah, it's like a very basic thing that I think made sense, but I don't know.
Yeah, it makes sense to me.
Yeah, I hate least favorite things when you're having that conversation and then there's just the third party person standing there.
Oh, the worst.
I feel so bad. I worked so hard to get them in.
Yes.
And then like if you don't pick up the slack once I've started, come on, man.
Yeah.
Then leave.
Yeah.
Well, then like, check your phone and go.
The nature of conversations is too, like, you try to synopsize it and it's not, sometimes it's hard to piggyback on because you're
hard
we're talking about how, you know, sometimes at the bus stop there's like a brochure.
Yeah. No, exactly. Exactly. It's like, I can't sum this up. I'm sorry. I've had that happen several times in the last week. I've just like had like a conversation with somebody about something very specific and then somebody else come up and be like, oh, hey, how you doing? What's up? And I'm like, did you not see? I'm talking already. Just come up and be like, hey, what are you guys talking about?
Yeah,
That's the way to enter.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh, man.
I feel like when I first started doing comedy, I was very bad. I was the third person.
Ah.
That's how I didn't know really how to meet people because, you know, I was just like.
Well, comedy's hard too because everyone is just like different levels on the spectrum that you're like, you got to feel it all out.
Well, and we're all different levels of knowing people too.
Yeah.
So it's like, if like one of us is in a conversation somewhere, you can guarantee that's very different than somebody you see once a year.
Exactly.
For sure.
You know? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Well,
I used to just like kind of, and I didn't smoke cigarettes, but I would like just go to the smokers and just stand there. I just didn't know. Like how to ingratiate myself.
I usually at parties just stay outside with the smokers because it's just less stressful. I like very rarely make it inside the bar. Right, I'm like, it's loud, right. There's too many people, I can't handle that. This, it's like more like I'm only dealing with 3 or 4 people at a time, and it always recycles into somebody new that I want to see.
Yeah, that's what's so great about smoking, is it's always the fun part.
Mm-hmm. I know, yeah, it does give you a really good out of most situations.
Yeah, I think I'm just going to start saying I'm a smoker so I have a reason to leave places.
I mean, I just use bathroom.
Yeah.
It was not as sexy as smoking.
That is true.
Well, wait till we get these pukers installed.
That's true.
Then we'll see. I gotta use the bathroom.
These pukers?
Yeah. Oh, you don't like that name? Is that not fun?
Do you we'll workshop it. We'll workshop it.
Okay, cool. Number one, number two, or number then number three will be real. There you go. See? I'm really changing the landscape.
Oh my God, it is number three.
Yeah.
Here's a personal question to ask you guys.
Yeah, great. Okay, Barbara just put her hands together like she's praying. Can't
wait.
Her.
Since we're talking about bathroom... And toilets.
Why do we always get on the subject? Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
This is not that bad. Okay. I just said
your hands are stressing.
We
me
got
out.
Sent okay. squatty potties.
Yeah.
And now I miss it when I don't. It's like, oh, I'm like used to it now.
Oh,
yeah, I do like it.
It's just like when I go to a public restroom now, I'm like, oh, like I'm used to the squatty.
I mean,
potty.
I'm never stoked to be shitting in a public restroom.
So. Absolutely,
it's never a great situation.
It's never. So I don't know that I ever appreciate the nuances at all. I think it's usually like, let's just get this done.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you know what helps get done more ASAP is a squatty. That's why. That's why.
Yeah.
And so true.
No, I do miss them when I don't have one around.
Well, on the same tip, I was like, oh, I wonder if we would start seeing those in a, you know what I mean?
That's how you know it's a real fancy bathroom. They got like a...
But is it though? Because is it like, you don't want to, and it still bothers me in some way because seeing it is still like, it's weird to like have a shit accessory.
Yeah, it's like, oh, this really is poor shit for sure.
Yeah, it's a bizarre, so I don't know if I would want to see it out in the world.
Maybe if they bedazzled it.
Even having it in my restroom, I feel weird about, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, it's funny because like, if they were in public restrooms, they'd also have to be like chained to the toilets. People wouldn't steal them.
Yeah.
Yeah. They would have to be like some kind
of. Well, I think what you do is you put it on like a slide, like a ball bearing thing. So you just like kick it out when you need it.
Right.
You know what it should be? That should be what the key for the restrooms is on a squatty potty. Oh. They give you the key and you take your squatty potty and your key in the bathroom.
Remember in high school when teachers like bathroom passes would be like, sure, here's a toilet seat.
Yeah.
Did your teachers do that?
No, we never had that.
Oh yeah. Ew. Our teachers all have these like nasty ass bathroom passes. And like our math teacher had it was just a toilet seat that said like Mr. Long.
Do you think that like
the fuck?
Do you think that like
they're like this is where I get to be creative?
Yeah. My mom's bathroom pass, she's a first grade teacher, actually is creative. It's a grape and an ape. The boys are the grape and the girls are the ape. I don't know.
That's funny. Do you feel like shitting, like the shame of shitting starts in school because you have to tell the whole class that you have to go to the bathroom? Like, because we had to do that. We had to raise our hand and be like, excuse me, can I go to the bathroom? So it's like the whole class knows
your biz. I
feel
like it's always probably been a fairly private event.
I think the shame and shitting probably started with just how unattractive it is. Like,
that's the thing.
For sure. But I feel like you, when you're a kid, you have to like announce it.
Right, you have to ask permission.
Yeah. I don't know why we do that.
You guys don't do that now? I still...
Yeah.
Excuse me. Brendan, I wake him up sometimes.
Like, I have this question. Have you guys, this happened to me like a little too often.
Okay.
Have you guys almost peed your pants at home because you don't just get don't up off your laptop?
Yes.
Pretty close. Yeah.
Yeah. I like to ride that line. Yeah. I like to just see how far I can go.
Like, I'm at home.
Yeah.
Why did I almost just pee my pants?
I mean, honestly, that's why I'm dehydrated because I just don't want to drink enough water to get to that point.
You don't want to pee all the time? Yeah.
When I worked in an office, oh my God, it's like, I don't want to have to fucking go down this hallway 6 times in a day.
So many fucking steps. Also, like when you're working in an office and you get on the same schedule as somebody else.
Oh God.
That's the worst. When you're just like, oh, just walking down the hall together so you can go piss next to each other.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. It's a very weird environment.
Yeah.
That's why people, I think it's like, it's depressing to work in an office because you're dehydrated because you don't want to.
Yeah. Oh man.
The cycle continues.
Yeah, exactly.
We have an update. Cat Pig and Archie are wrestling.
Yes, mm-hmm. They are getting...
Oh, man. I got an update on an old job that I used to have yesterday. I like hosted for a bunch of bands yesterday, and one of the bands, the lead singer, was a guy that used to work with me at this old job that I had, and he said the company's going under. It feels really good.
Yes!
Oh, congratulations!
It felt really good. I was like, yes! Fuck you guys! It was this company that had like all of... like there were the salaried people, and then so many people were all freelance.
Permalance.
Yeah. But then Christmas every year, they would throw, for the salaried people, they would get this huge, extravagant, like, Christmas holiday party that, like, you'd have, like, steak and lobster and, like, the hotel, like, Ritz-Carlton, like, was super nice. But then, like, for us, the day before, they would send out, like, a mass email and be like, there's a tab open at this restaurant. and you guys can go. That's your Christmas party. And like, and it, like, so I always like hated them so much.
Yeah, go fuck yourself. Yeah.
Anyway, they're going down, they're going under. It feels really good.
Nice. He still like, work there? Or he just had?
He was still freelancing every once in a while. Oh, okay, and he was like, hey, have you heard about? And I was like, oh.
God, I haven't thought about like any of my old jobs forever. It's
I hadn't
weird
thought
to
about
think.
Them in forever. Yeah,
I'm trying to think which one I would want to see go down in a dumpster fire. Honestly, the first one that came to mind was my first job, which I think I've had so many jobs. Was that my worst one? Maybe Skechers.
Oh, yeah.
I hated
that'd be one
Skechers.
Smelly ass dumpster fire.
Yeah,
burning shoes,
burning rubber shoes. Yeah, Skechers was a real bummer. I don't know why I hated that job. Yeah, I do. I had to wear like a basketball jersey, and I had to put shoes on people's feet.
Yeah,
that's a lot.
So it's not really Skechers' fault because I guess people do need shoes, but I just personally didn't care for it.
Were you working there during the age of the weird roll shoe, or is that
before? Right,
I think it was when I was in high school. I think it was before, but maybe like just before.
That's
trying to think which.
Yeah, because nobody had those in when we were in high. That came later.
Yeah, that was a later thing.
Wheelies.
Yeah, wheelies.
Yeah. I would totally rock a pair of wheelies. I said I was going to get roller skates, and I just keep threatening I'm not getting any. Whatever.
Well, roller skates are...
They're having a moment.
Yeah, but they're so hard to use.
Oh, not me.
Oh, I think so. No. I mean, I have rollerblades I can do.
I'm a skate girl. I like I like four wheels.
Barb's a blade.
I'm a blader, babe.
I remember like, I've rollerbladed. I used to have like a lot of them. And I remember my parents like bought me a pair that didn't have the brake. Because they were like, oh, no, it's like the advanced roller blade.
Oh, and you're
that's like, just like you just stop. And I was like, oh, yeah, I'm not that good. Thanks, guys. That's for my brother.
I like rollerblade. I do wish there was a more compact version of those now. Because it's like, they're so insane.
There's so much.
To
so
take
much
somewhere.
Skate.
Yeah, it's like you're snowboarding, basically.
Yeah.
And I don't think I would still do it, but it'd be
you
nice to have the option.
You live the top of a very steep hill. Can I please say don't do it?
Oh, I was going to say perfect. I lived on a pretty big hill when I was a kid. I used to rollerblade down it. You'll live.
Mm. I'm not doing it. Absolutely.
I know.
Not.
Well, I used to go, like, our friend Lisa Curry and I used to go sometimes and, like, rent skates at the Santa Monica Pier. And it's like,
oh, that's
also,
fun.
My sister told me that roller skating and rollerblading burn, like, 500 calories an hour.
Yeah, it's a lot.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
It takes a lot out of you. Yeah. It's a lot of quad work, and your quads burn a lot.
Shout out to Matt Champagne, who I know goes and roller skates on the boardwalk sometimes.
Wait, does he?
Yes, you know this?
No, I love Matt Champagne.
Yes.
Matt Champagne.
I'm going to ask him.
Doesn't that make sense?
Yeah, great. It really does.
Skating or blade, one of you.
Yeah.
Everybody Google Matt Champagne.
Yeah.
He's great.
He's a great comic.
He's also one
for
of
a long
my
time.
Running buddies.
Yeah.
So we have running some more athletic interests.
Exactly. You look at his face and be like, I've seen him in stuff. And you have.
He also, I will say, so Tess has a sign off on stage. Have you always done that?
I'm
Tess, you guys are cool.
Yeah.
That's so awesome. I love that. Because you have that. And Alan, I don't think he does it anymore, but Alan Strickland Williams used to do, I'm Alan Strickland Williams, and I'm going to tell you 15 jokes
he
or whatever.
He did it the other night.
He did?
Yeah.
That makes me so happy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love that. And Champagne says, I remain Champagne.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I love that. Like, it's such a great little signature.
I think I got mine because I just wanted people to remember my name.
Yeah, it's smart.
It makes sense.
Yeah.
Alan is entering his white wine phase. He's just been bringing a white wine glass on stage.
Oh my God. Yep. Jesus Christ.
A tiny little glass of white wine. He did picture this the other night, and
this makes sense.
It made me laugh so hard. Also, it was so funny because one of the animators of the show, I was talking to Alan afterwards, and he came up, and he was like, hey, man, you're great. Where are your guts? I don't understand in your body where your guts are because Alan's
he's
so
skinny.
Where are your guts?
Yeah.
That's not nice.
He's like, I don't know where you keep your guts.
That's not nice.
It made me laugh so hard.
What did Alan say?
Alan just laughed, and he's just like, I'm just a little boy. I'm just a little guy. Because he was wearing his suit jacket was buttoned, too, so it just makes him look even smaller. It was so funny.
Yeah, some people are. It is funny. You're like, because the body does have a lot of organs.
Yeah,
they must just have small ones.
Yeah, I guess it must just be a little.
Because if you think about it, Cat Pig has guts and he's little.
Yeah.
No, Cat Pig's got quite a gut, actually.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, it's always crazy to think about, like, your small intestine is what, like, 3 football lengths long or something?
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
And you're like, whoa, I've got, like, football. I contain multitudes
I've
of
got
guts.
A football.
Truly.
Yeah.
Wow, that's neat.
I will say, Cat Pig's gotten a little fatter since Archie moved in because Archie is a pig.
Mm.
So I don't know if Cat Pig's eating, like, because she's afraid Archie's going to take her food.
Probably.
Or out of, like, solidarity.
Or stress eating.
Yeah. Poor Cat Pig.
But it's definitely happening.
Well, good for them.
Yeah, I mean, cats can get super fat and it doesn't matter, so.
Yeah, it's all good. Yeah, that's fine. I mean, she's still very spry.
She is. She knows what's up. We can hear them jingling in the other room.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
We'll be back. Jingle, jingle.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I'm Barbara.
I'm Brandy.
And we're here with Bull Durham, a big poster in my living room.
That is nice to look at.
Yes.
And Kevin Costner used to be a... He's a handsome dad.
Yeah, he's a handsome 5 o'clock shadow.
I remember my mom really having the hots for him, and I just didn't get it.
Oh, mom's love Kevin
what
Costner.
What is it? It's like moms who'd like to fuck them. Not a MILF, but it's...
Maybe we just named the bathroom.
Oh, yeah, that's it. Perfect.
Well, you want it to sound like you're throwing up.
We'll picture Kevin Costner in every puker. It'll be great.
What do you think could be a good picture that you would look at that would be like, oh, this will make me throw up right now?
You guys answer that. I don't know. I've puked 5 times.
That's crazy.
I just meant like a person who grosses you out.
Oh,
you're like,
the president.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Good call. There we go. Never mind. Moving forward.
Okay. You guys have problems. We have, hopefully, answers for you guys. You guys know what time it is. It's time for Lady Problems.
Yeah. If you have them, send them to ladytoladycomedy@gmail.com.
Lady problems. Do you have them? Lady problems. Do you have them? People have them.
Hello, ladies. Big question up front. When you're in a long-term, romantically monogamous relationship, at what point does having a crush become a problem? I've been in a relationship for over 4 years, and I've had tiny, fleeting crushes off and on. It's never been an issue until recently. For about three months now, I've been crushing on a friend of mine from out of state. We rekindled a friendship when they visited during the holidays, and now we talk for a few hours every week. There is almost no chance that anything romantic could start between us, distance and all. But I'm starting to worry about my feelings for this person. I really care about our friendship, and I love my current partner. Things are a little more complicated because me and my partner's relationship became open right after my out-of-town friend visited. Mm. And I think the fact that I could potentially hook up with this person somewhere down the line added fuel to the fire. Mm. Am I at a point that I should just talk to my partner? Is this just me being really horny? Thanks, guys, for the help.
Well, let's do for the first question up top, I think,
at what point does having a crush become a problem?
I think once you're pursuing it.
Yeah, I think when you take action.
Yeah, exactly. Because I think there's nothing, it's completely harmless, I think, just to be attracted to people. You're just attracted to people.
Yeah, that's going
to
happen. Yeah.
But if you're messaging them more than you should, or if you're oh, I should go to this thing because that person's there, or a little bit more than you would normally, I think that's kind of when you're oh, I need to take stock of what I'm doing.
So, yeah, but that's hard because since it's a friendship, it's not like a coworker. It's an old friendship that got rekindled. Yeah. So what does she just stop talking to them, I guess? Because they do have an open thing. So it's
Well, I think those are two separate things. So I think my thing for feeling for her specifically is I feel like she's in a newly open relationship and this is a person that's safe. So it's I'm in an open thing. So this is something that's not unknown, but also isn't you have to commit to it in some way.
Right.
I think you can live out the fantasy of that with this person because you know them. They're a safe person that you kind of trust a little bit, versus going out and meeting a new stranger, which is, I think, more of a thing that open people do more.
And sounds like I'm totally inferring this because I don't know if it's true, but it sounds like what the partner and her deal is that they can hook up with other people, but that she shouldn't be with someone who she has actual feelings for.
Yeah, it's not a poly thing. It's you can hook up sometimes with somebody.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, it is tough because, it's with a friend, where do you know where that line is? Obviously, mm-hmm. you're going to message them sometimes if they're your friend.
Yeah.
And I think it's the difference between part of me is she should just go for it mm-hmm. and hook up with them. If they just opened it up and you're feeling that impulse,
yeah.
But then I do think if you're already having feelings for them and you hook up with it, it could definitely get a little more intense.
Well, I think the important thing for sure is that you and your partner should set what the terms of what an open relationship looks like for you. Very specifically, it's I listen to a lot of Dan Savage and obviously he has problematic parts about him, but I think he's really good about talking about open relationships and monogamous stuff where it's cool. Does open mean we can go on dates. Does open mean we hook up all the time? Does open mean we talk about what's happening?
Yeah.
Or is it a don't ask, don't tell situation?
Because she's saying, like, should I talk to my partner? It's like, well, no, unless
you should.
This
unless
is that's part of the deal.
Yeah. Like, it's like opening.
But, like, just to tell your partner you have a crush on somebody does not sound like a good idea to me in any way, shape, or form.
But I'm also not in an open relationship. Like, I don't know if maybe that is exactly what she should be talking to her partner about. Yeah. Because maybe that's why they opened up the relationship. And maybe talking it out with her partner would give her some light. And maybe then it would less be this, like, forbidden fruit, like, I'm not
supposed which always
to.
Drives it
for sure. Yeah, I think it's just making sure you guys have very established rules, because it's like, what are you getting out of this? Is it because you guys want to be with other people? Is it like, does that help spark what you guys have together to be like, to bring that back home and be like, oh, I just did this, and like, I'm coming home to you? Like, is that like, what is, you need to like define the open thing more, I think.
Yeah, that's a tricky one, because it's
like all of those situations, I think, are way more about communication than you actually realize when you're like thinking about it. And then it's like, oh no, this is about like very specific sets of rules, because it is just like, you know, I love this person. I love that my primary partner, and I want to like, you know, this is the ultimate thing that we need to work on. But so it's just like, it's just defining what that other thing is.
Yeah. It's interesting to think like, oh, okay, it's okay if they have sex with somebody, but they can't like have fun or like with them or like them.
Yeah.
Which I get, that's scarier to me than the idea of somebody just fucking.
Definitely.
Cause it's like much scarier to have them fall in love with someone else or whatever.
And it's like, I don't know how realistic it is to totally part and parcel those things.
No,
like,
it's not.
It's kind of, unless it's truly like very casual encounters where you're like not even learning these people's names.
Yeah.
It's that's more swinging. It's, at this, as you get older, it's not, you can't really separate.
Yeah.
The separation of sex and
and state. Like, unless it's, it's sex and I don't know. I think maybe she should talk to her partner about it.
Yeah. I think approach it not about this specific crush, but I think like about
a general.
Yeah. Like, hey, what does this actually mean for us? You know, if you guys have done that or not.
I mean, I'm assuming they talked a lot about it if they decided on that.
Yeah.
But whatever.
She might find out that like the partner has a crush on someone too. I mean, that's another thing, is I would put yourself in his situation. Like, how would you want him to deal with this?
Totally.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. I think that's definitely the move. It's all about communication with that kind of stuff.
Yeah, and I think with this other person too. Like, if your part, I think talk to your partner first, and then depending on how that conversation goes, I would also talk to this person.
Yeah.
If it is something that you want to pursue or something, versus just hooking up with them without telling them.
Yeah. For
like,
sure.
I would just be as like honest with both parties as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And that might end the friendship. I mean, you know, that's always a risk whenever you tell a friend that you have feelings for them. But
well, I think there's also a way to be like, hey, we're like opening things up. Like, and also it's like, you want to make sure that this person who is a good friend of yours, you want to make sure that they aren't, that they have an easy out if they don't want to hook up with you too, I think. You know, it's like, you don't want them to feel like, oh shit, why the fuck have we been talking? You just want to fuck me. You know what I mean? Like, you don't want that to be how they come away from it. Like, I don't know if they know that you're in an open relationship or not, but I think talk about that a little bit at the very least first without mentioning them specifically, so they at least understand that door's open and it doesn't all come out of left field at once.
Yeah.
You know, so... Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Shifty Eyes.
What's Shifty Eyes got to say?
It's just interesting because I haven't been in a long term. I mean, I've never been in a relationship for 4 years, first of all. So it's like, in my head, I'm like, but man, it's so exciting to have a crush and then you can actually fuck them. Do it. So like, I don't know. Shifty Eyes would probably do that.
Yeah. And I think that's what's going to happen.
Most likely. You're trying to set yourself up to not fuck everything up with your partner.
I think that's why I think she should talk to the partner, because I think mitigate like the damage
control,
you know, like
totally.
For sure.
Yeah. Because I mean, if you're in an open relationship, you have a hardcore crush on someone and you're talking to them all the time and you're a human being. There's a very good likelihood that you're going to hook up with this person.
For sure.
So I think if you respect and love your partner, which it sounds like you do, just tell them.
Well, this is a situation where it's probably easier to ask for forgiveness before
the deed. 100%.
Well, and I feel like sometimes whenever like crushes happen and you can't shake them, I also think it's because there's like something that you're not dealing with in your primary relationship too, that you need to be like, hold on, what am I escaping through this too? Mm-hmm. You know, I don't really know how that would work in an open thing, but like, it feels like you'd had a crush on this person before you saw them a little bit too. So,
I mean, like, sometimes I don't agree with that only because like, I just, you know, it's like, there's impossible to get everything from someone.
Well,
so
but what I'm saying more is like when you were going that extra step, like you,
right.
when you are kind of seeking them out a little bit more and being like, oh, let me talk to you for hours every week, where it's like, mm-hmm. And it's not a bad thing. It might not even be anything huge, but it might just be like, oh, we're talking about something that like me and this person like haven't connected on or something.
Yeah.
So it's like just finding, which isn't a bad thing, but it's like
being aware of it.
Yeah. Being aware of that's the attraction in this moment.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause it's so hard to tell like what's legitimate and what's just a crush too. Mm-hmm. I mean, like that's the other thing. Like it's for so sure. easy for your mm-hmm. brain to trick yourself into thinking mm-hmm. when you really don't have a crush on someone, you have a crush on the idea of them.
Yes, exactly. You know.
And my old go-to is always picture them pooping. If you need to take this crush.
Mm-hmm. Squatty potty.
Squatty potty.
Yeah. Picture them on a shot.
Pooping and puking.
Yeah. Gross. Picture them on a squatty potty in a puker, and then you'll be good.
Solved it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's tough. I mean, let us know. I really want to know what happens here.
I wish I was more well versed in open relationships, but I'm just like too jealous to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if I could come to you from the future in 10 years when I'll probably be in this exact same situation, I could hopefully help you more. But
yeah, and please update us so Barb knows what to do.
Please tell future Shifty Eyes what to do, because she needs help.
I think I'd actually probably be pretty good at it. I just don't like that many people. So
Right.
Like, I'm just like, I'm fucking great. You should all want to be with me. But also, I don't like most people. So it's like, I don't have any.
It's impossible. To me, I'm like, God, I can't even find one person, much less multiple. So
it seems
like a lot of work.
I know I'm just too jealous. Like that.
Like you said, if you could consider the other side, fuck no.
Exactly.
Yeah. So that's how it feels.
Yeah, that's for sure. So it's like, I see all the benefit and I agree you can't get everything from one person, but it's mm-hmm. like, I'd rather just throw out this baby with this bathwater than that baby with that bathwater.
I love my 70%. It's great. Yeah.
It's perfect.
70% cacao chocolate.
Yeah. I don't like 70% on the dollar when it's my working wage, but when it's my love wage, I'll take it.
Yeah, it is. And I feel like mm-hmm. this is in my future at some point, but I mean, I don't really know. I also haven't like been that in a hardcore relationship like that. So that's a whole different ball game. I don't know. It's a cliffhanger, guys.
Yeah, for sure.
Give us an update. Let us know what you do.
Yeah. Communication is just key. Good
always,
luck.
Of course. And you know, you guys do update us sometimes, but if we answer your problem and you have an update, if we totally fucked up your life, maybe don't tell us that.
But yeah. We don't want to hear that one maybe, but like the ones we've nailed, I think.
Yeah. we've solved your lady problem.
Yeah.
And also, if you aren't in our Facebook group, Lady to Lady Podcast, get in there. There's always people like asking for advice. A lot of listeners post really good advice for stuff they've heard on the show.
Yeah. It's a really good like group, like mind think for like helping with stuff that like if it's like in a moment we can't get to it, or like we have so many listeners from so many places and so many different backgrounds and like perspectives that it's really cool to see like everyone's different like thoughts on something, which is neat. So
I also should say shout out to the listener who interviewed with Third Love, who we've done ads with, who mentioned she heard about the show on here and then got the job. So congrats.
Yes. We love that. That makes us
I know,
so
made
cool.
me so happy.
We Third Love that.
Yeah. We Third Love that. So good job on that. That was pretty sweet.
Oh yeah. Mm,
that's so good.
Yeah.
All right, kiddos. Well, we will see you.
See you next week.
Love you. Bye.
Bye. Can't get enough of us? Subscribe to our Patreon for exclusive bonus content, access to our first 100 episodes, and more. Go to patreon.com/ladytolady now to sign up. As little as a dollar a month keeps a roof over the glam cave and keeps you laughing, even when your coworkers stare. That's patreon.com/ladytolady.
And don't forget to follow us on social media. We're on Twitter and Instagram at Lady to Lady Comedy. Join our Facebook group, Lady to Lady Podcast, to chat with other fans about episodes, or even post your own lady problems. Check out our website, ladytoladycomedy.com, for show notes, videos, and merch.
And duh, follow our individual accounts, Babs Gray, Brandazzle, and Testify Barker, for jokes and info and where you can see us perform live. And if you want to send us snacks, stickers, or a lock of your own hair, I don't know, whatever, our P.O. Box is 412-794 Los Angeles, California, 90041. And please, leave us a review in iTunes, but only if you like us.
We love you.
We love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.